אמר שמואל. מפני מה אומרו מציע סקוטן לאובי, שבשו שמויצו מריצו אצל אובי, ואינו מאחר ביודו. אז מול איזה סיבב דתקונב מציע סקוטן לאובי, אבל לפעמים זה מציע, he normally goes and he gives it to his father. So while he anyway gives it to his father, it's already there will metaken that miyad when he picks it up, that it will go to the father. Ish does they claw why it's a reason for a takone. But while anyway it goes to the father, it's a chazal when he will metaken that it belongs to the father. Zog the gemore, le meimre de sova shmuel, kotten les leschir le nafshei midai reis. Weißt du, ist Shmuel holds that Kotten is not Zeuche for himself mit der Reise. Kotten lässt das Schil in Afshem mit der Reise. Und imagine yesterday, das Gemorre ist ein very schwere Gemorre. Very schwere Gemorre. Shmuel said, a Siba Satakon Hawaii, Ibnei, she Maritza Yitzel Ovi. He takes it to his father. No. So was in Afkemine, if Kotten is the Schil in Afshem mit der Reise, or less the Schil in Afshem mit der Reise? The reason it goes to the father, because anyway, soon he will give it to the father, so they will attack him to give it to the father. So what is the raya that is lischia? And Chazal said to give it to the father, because anyway, the kid will give it soon to the father, so Chazal made a takana to give it to the father. What did they mean? Pshat in the Gemara. Le meimer de kusama Shmuel, kotten les lischia le nafshem midei reis? Why? He said, let me ask you, I'm asking you a shayla. On Mudbeis, we know, it's a second reason. Shmuel holds because Maritza is Tel Aviv, and the Gemara says Rabbi Barabi Omar Rabbi Yechanan is mitzad Eva. It's the Rashi in Pshat in the Gemara. Mitzad Eva. If he doesn't give it to the father, it will be a machlekes. So there are two reasons why it goes to the father. Either mitzad Maritza is Tel Aviv, or mitzad Eva. Two reasons. And the Gemara and the Mandoama mitzad Eva, the Gemara doesn't say lememre the cotton less leschir midai raisa. And more from that. If you saw the Gemara on Mudbeis already, even a kid that is a godly is bar mitzvah, and is leschir lenafshei, and we pass it like that, every mitzvah if someone gets money from his father belongs to his father. So he gets it if he doesn't, give it to his father. If he finds money up here, he has to give it to his father. If he uses it without telling his father, he's a gazman. That's what we pass it. Some of Hashul Hanovi, the mitzvah belongs to his father, and if it doesn't belong to his father, it's gets it trouble. It's mamish gezel gomu. And I don't know if Bichali could say Mistomi is not makpi. It's gezel gomu. This will be paskin. Now I know. I want to be madgish. The mandoama mishumeiva doesn't have a problem that the godly is the schir midai reise. I'm not the matter. The mandoama that holds mishumeiva holds cotton love cotton mamish, god love god mamish, and a cotton god lasomo hal shuhan of him nikro cotton. So the ainu is the schir lenafshei. Other mishumeiva, you give it to the father. So the second man, the Omar, that's done. Now, what is that for him? Rabbi Yechonon Amud Beis, that learns that Siba Satakona is mitzad Eivo, learns even if a cotton is leischir lenafshei midei reise, aber is a takona mishum Eivo to give it to the father. Is a takona mishum Eivo to give it to the father. And the Gemara doesn't say because less leischir midei reise. Adarabba, the Gemara Amud Beis says, even cotton lasomuch al shulchan ovim is considered a cotton, so Avadim in the Reise, he could pick up things to himself. Or when he has a father, it goes to the father. Shmuel didn't say Eivo. Shmuel said, Mipnei Shemaritzo Etzel Oviv. This was the memory of Shmuel. Mipnei Shemaritzo Etzel Oviv. A memory? Mishum Shemaritzo Etzel Oviv. This is the reason he goes to the father. And on Shmuel Zog the Gemara, it's only because Kotn lets the Schil in Avshem in the Reise. L'fi Rabbi Yechonon, and this stays till the end. Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that mitzad Eivo, so even if the cotton is lischir lenafshei midei reise, mitzias cotton love, mishum Eivo, takona de Rabbanon. But if Shmuel, that the takona is based on Maritzo Etzel Aviv, the Gemara says, lememre, must sein that Shmuel holds that cotton less lischir lenafshei midei reise. Cannot be that the cotton could be zeichel lenafshei. And all of the Rishonim matters are, why? It's like an Amud Beis. We have a takana mishum Eivo. It sits klor even if yesh leschir lenafshei midei reise. Why the takana of Shmuel cannot sit if is leschir lenafshei midei reise? There's no reason. And be'etzem, on this shayla, is a machlekes Rashi and Tesfis, b'pshat ha-gemor. It's a very sugi of pshat. Is a machlekes Rashi and Tesfis, k'seder ha-dvorim. Rashi learns, and as they state in the Ritva, that the Gemara understand it, that the Sibbe of Eva is first. Eva? So what if it's doichel and avshem idei reise? Shum Eva, you give it to the father. The Sibbe b'pnei shemaritza etzel aviv. That's us. So what it gives to the father? What be to the father? what are you doing exactly? So why do you have to help the father? Who asked you to help? As soon as someone's going to give me a present already, it's mine. Why to do it? Atot is going to the father. He said, no, Atot. The father is not about the father. There's no reason for this takonah. It doesn't make sense, this takonah. Why? So the son of the kid will give it to the father. So if he will give it to the father, it will belong to the father. What is the help? Why are we mixing in? Why are we trying to help the father? If you don't, Eva, very good. Kid is zarecha, we don't want to fight. So he said, it belongs to the father. Yesh lo schir, en lo schir. Takonah, as if you call it takonah. Takonah is the rabbonim. Kach hem, kol hayoyim. But if you're Rashi, the takonah is samod le takonah. I'm building up, and I'm the one that really, as I'm in the Rishonim. What is this takone? Shemaritza etzalavim? The Terence is. I'm saying the safe of the sugi. I'm saying the safe of the sugi already packing it into the Gemara. The safe of the Gemara. The answer is, the cotton less lischir. Cotton never is eichir. It's a darke sholem. You're not allowed to take it from him. Rashi says, if someone steals from him, Avada is not able to seek so. Now, when he will give it to the father, the father will have a schir. Right? The father will get it, the father will be real. Val his schir is not a real schir. It's only just that people will not fight. And he's going to give it to the father. And the father is a person that already has a schir. So Chazal said, the reason we want to leave it by him, because we don't want the whole world to fight with him. He's going to give it to the father, give it to the father. And the father has a kach to be koine. And the Pashtas, the father is koine and gansen already. And with the Rabbonim, the father is not only Darkei Sholem. Pashas, but the father already belongs to him. Some say that's only Darkei Sholem that belongs to the father. But Mekom Mekin Epshad is Val Bef Kotten, till it gets to the father. No, Val when the father picks it up, it gets him in the Reise. But the Shad is, but the Pshad is, Val Bef Kotten really doesn't have a real sphere to himself. It's only a Ki'ilu. And Darkei Sholem, we give him, it's a game, Pshad. Everyone will steal from him. He will start to get upset, Chazal say. From no one else, you're not allowed to steal. From me, you're allowed to steal. People, he will start to yell. Chazal say no, but if it's a father, give it to the father. It's not, but anyone's going to take it. So we don't have to step in that step that we don't want to step. To give it to the cotton is a hecha chazal. We don't want the money really to be the cotton. He doesn't have a parsha. I'll explain more from that. A godl that has a real parsha, with schia. So we give him, we already give it to them. The cotton doesn't have a real parsha schia. So if we have to, we give it to him. If we don't have to, so it's better for us to give it to the father. This is the ritva. The Gemara understands that the Shmuel dike svore, that is gora shvache svore, Shmuel dike svore, that is gora shvache svore, is only gebot of them shemaritzo etzalot, that kotten lesser schir midei reise. So wide that we have mentioned yesterday that in the Hemshech HaSugi Rashi will say even more from that. Lo yitzir will have a schir gemur midei rabbonon, they will also not give it to him. Only because it's a faknapte schir, they gave it to the father. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, as they state in the Ritva. Avu shteidos in Rashi. We said Rashi namud beis. V'taime de Shmuel, v'hayta kande, v'pir shtaime de masnisin, mishum de les leschir. Taime de Shmuel, mishum de les leschir. Namud beis, the third line namud beis. V'taime de Shmuel, mishum de les leschir. V'lo azu rishayin is bum fakar, the az leschir, the time is mishum eivu. Taimed the Shmuel is not mitzad maritzo etzel aviv. Taimed the Shmuel is mitzad that less the schir. That's the shit as Rashi. What? It's the reasons. All the reasons. If he's not going to give it to his father, Chazal will not take it from him. Well, he's giving it to his father as a tam kolush, zok meritvo. It's a tam kolush. So if he doesn't have a schir, b'chaygan, we gave it to the father with a tam kolush, losh naritvo. This is the Mahalach of Shitas Rashi. No, if he's not Melich Atzal, maybe give it to me. Every little kid that picks up the... No, Rashi, the Shmuel didn't go mitzad Eivah. Shmuel doesn't hold Eivah. רבי יוחנן הולד זה איפה. שמואל הולד מריצו אצל אביו. זה נכון. לפי רשי, סדר הדברים זה. רבי יוחנן הולד מסל איפה, איפה זה אפילו בגודל, אפילו איזכר, זה תקון את הרבונן. שמואל דוזן הולד עשי בפן איפה. שמואל הולד זה מי זה נוי, זה מסל מריצו אצל אביו. ונבדם זה בגמור עם מוזיין, that Shmuel holds that it's not Konulay in Gantzen. Because if it's Konulay in Gantzen, Chazal will not make it, and Bemele we could say that the word Dereise is even Lav Davke Be'etze. Hashem didn't speak out why the Gemara said Dereise. This is the way Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Peretz and Teis HaRosh, that they're going in the Shittas HaTesis in the whole Suge, they learned Pung Fakert. That the Gemara said Lemeimre, because Adrabo, lo yitzir koten isli schir, so Shmuel would say even a better reason why it belongs to the father. The Shemim don't have exactly an answer what is exactly the hechich from the Gemara, but the hechich from the Gemara was that if Shmuel would hold isli schir, would be a bigger reason to metaken mishum eivo. Understand what it means in the Rishonim. Later we go back to it. I'm just saying, Rabbeinu Peretz state klar that the pshat is not like Rashi. Now, Rabbeinu Peretz states that the Gemara doesn't mean that if you would have a schir, Shmuel would not say what he said. Other rabbis are Rabbeinu Peretz. If Shmuel would say schir, if come easily schir, for sure you could say what Shmuel said. The Gemara was mashma to her, midivri Shmuel, that less le schir. I'm saying, the Rishon, we didn't explain it. The Rishonim state clear that he don't want to know like Rashi. Now, the Zog of Rashi is that lo yitzur yesh schir lekotten, Shmuel cannot say his Zog. Because if it stops by him, if it's a reason for him, he will not give it to the father. And the Rishonim say, Ad Rabba, if he's the Schir, you for sure could say what Shmuel said. Just, the Gemara said, it's dumb, he doesn't hold from Schir. Because we give this the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Lo memamshach the Gemara amin. Zog the Gemara, V'otani ha-seicher es ha-poyel, yelaket bnoi achov. But if he was seicher the poyel, le-mechzo, le-shlish ve-le-reviyah. Lo yelaket bnoi achov. Why? Because he's a shutef, he's a balasode. So maybe the son is taking leket for the father. And the son cannot take leket for the father. The son cannot take leket for the father. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben kach ve-ben kach yilaket bnei v'ish lo yachov. Omer Shmuel, I look at Rabbi Yossi. ומילא שזוג דגמור, אי אמס בשתי מקום, איס לסחיר לנפשי, ומילא דקות נזכת אמסוף, כי קומלקת לנפשי קומלקת, ועבור הם מיני כזוכי. אלא יאמס קוד נס לסחיר לנפשי, כי קומלקת לא אביב קומלקת, עבור האושיר הוא. אי גירסה איז, בן אל דוי רייסה, לפי ראה שנגמור אז כפשוטוי, איף קוד נס לסחיר, ומילא היא זכת אמסוף, ומילא צנת קוד לקה בדפאר. But if less is here, he's not Zeicha by himself, so it's considered like by the father. So there's a riot that Rabbi Yossi holds, and Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yossi, that Kotten is less here. This is the reason he's allowed to be Melaket. And again we said, if is less here, even if it's the Rabbanon, if is less here, Chazal will not be Metaket to give it to the father. That's frightening more. If the kid is allowed to take the leket and the father is allowed to take from the kid, why says the kid is less here? If the kid has a schir, so b'meile, the father, Chazal will not say to give it to the father. Because Maritza etzel Ovi, we said, is only a svore, afazei vayin, that the kid doesn't have a schir. But if the kid has a schir, Chazal will not be metaken to give it to the father. So if the halacha is that the kid can be melaket the leket, and it's not called that the father is getting it from him. It's called that the father is getting it from him and not getting it direct from the son. So b'meile, Chazal will never be metaken such a takone. So the Gemara, Shmuel, time of the dan, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, but in the Mishnah he explains that the kid is not Zoiche, and Mele Maritza etzel Oviv. So the Gemara v'sova Rabbi Yossi, Kotten is l'schir midei reise, v'otnan mitzi ascheresh, shoyte v'kotten, yesh be mishum gezel b'nei dar kesholem, Rabbi Yossi eim ha-gezel gomor, v'omar al-chiz de gezel gomor midivrei, nafkim le'itzi ha-bedayoni. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Freg the Gemara kasha, Rabbi Yossi said that it's only the Rabbonah. Rabbi Yossi says that it's only with the Rabbana. So how you can tell me that Isli Schir Lenafshei, it's only a Schir with the Rabbana? This is the words of the Gemara. But we said yesterday, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, how you can say that the Kotn Isli only Schir with the Rabbana? So when the father takes it, he's Goyzer Da'anim. We ask the Kashi, he's Goyzer Da'anim. The Churim with the Rabbana, the Dini Momenes that belongs to the kid, why is the father considered Goyzer Da'anim? So I'll call it the pshat in the Gemara is, like we see in Rashi. The Gemara means like this. Val, it's only gezel midivreihem, so it's not really konui to the kid. The mele, the father, is over on the Yisru when he's taking it. Lo Yitzur, he has a kinyan mid the Rabbonon. Lo Yitzur, the kid has a kinyan mid the Rabbonon. So then it's not a problem when the father takes it. Aval, it's not a kinyan mid the Rabbonon, it's only with Meidar Kesholem. So the mele, it's not considered belongs to the kid. The mele, the father is called, he's gezel asanim. And the Gemara tries to answer, Elo Amar Abaye Asur Ki Misholchu Bo Nemushes. Da'anim Gufayu Ma'asech Adayte Minei. Sava Brei Derech Melaket Lei. Omer Le Ravad Eba Masne Le Abaye V'chimuto Lo Odom La'ar V'tzari B'tach Sodeo G'le Shiro Anim V'ivrichu. Elo Zot the Gemara, Omer Rove, Osu Sheino Zoiche Ke Zoiche. Osu Sheino Zoiche Ke Zoiche. What is the answer? Mid Rabbonan they gave it to the kid. That's what Rashi says. Osu Sheino Zoiche Ke Zoiche. Mid Rabbonan they gave it to the kid. What in the hell is that with the Rabbanon that gave it to the kid? But if it's only with the Rabbanon belongs to the kid, the father is a Gazlan. The Torah says, no, if they gave it with the Rabbanon to the kid, the father is not a Gazlan. Because it belongs to the kid. That Kisholim is not considered they gave it to the kid. So Kumtai says, normally Rabbi Yossi holds, they never gave it to the kid. Only in Peya they gave it to the kid, the man of the father could take. As I say, the first Rashi in Yilbez and Mudbez, also schön a sehr ge zeige aber bis ein le kotn schie be mok im acher kann es so zeig kann es so zeig das ist das rasch Teis was lernst du Teis was lernst du gemorge punkt verkehrt das ist ein kirf Teis sagt das Die Gemara asked the Kasha, we have a Raya that Rabbi Yossi holds that Kodn Isle Schirm in Ateire. What is the Raya that Kodn Isle Schirm in Ateire? Because if Israel is chim in the Rabbanon, how the father is taking leket? How the father is taking leket? Frek teis, what is the kasha? Even if it's with the Rabbanon belongs to the kid, the father is allowed to take the leket? Because he's zeichet from the father? He's zeichet from the father? He's allowed to take it? So if teis is yet. Avad it could be that I have a chim in the Rabbanon. And then we don't have a kasha. But the Gemara asked that kasha. If he has a schim in the Rabbanon, it's not mistaba that they did it in two steps. It's mistaba that they did it in one step. And if they did it in one step, it's considered that the father is taking leket. If they did it in two steps, so the father is not taking leket. But if it's the Rabbanon, it's not mistaba that Chazal would do two steps. If it's the Raisa, it's mistaba that Chazal did two steps. The Raisa, the kid is zeich, and then the father is zeich. So what state in Tesis? Tesis wanted that the Gemara will answer that the kid is Zeichem in the Rabbanon. And then Shmuel would be good. If the kid is Zeichem in the Rabbanon, then Shmuel would be good. Right? As I state in Tesis. If the kid is Zeichem in the Rabbanon, so then Shmuel is good. He has a Schirik Murim in the Rabbanon. Doesn't make a difference. Tesis learns, even if the kid has a schir gmurim in the Rabbanon, Shmuel makes sense, Maritza Tzalavi. Even if the kid has a schir in the Rabbanon. The Gemara's kasha is only, why are you allowed to take the leket? If it's the Rabbanon, my stomach goes direct to the father, it doesn't stop in the way. So what's the end for the Gemara? Osu she'ein ha-zeiche ke-zeiche. What is Osu she'ein ha-zeiche ke-zeiche? If it tastes, anyway, it's the Rabbanon. So the Rishoni, what is the pshat? Also, what is the answer of the Gemara? Also, Shaina Zeicha Kezeicha. Taisa said the Gemara could have answered with the Rabbanon, but with the Rabbanon they will not go two steps. Has to be that it goes straight to the father. Memele, the father is over on the Isu. And for the Gemara, it's talking with the Rabbanon. But also, Shaina Zeicha Kezeicha. What helps Shaina Zeicha Kezeicha? But the Rabbanon, you say it's once, it doesn't go two steps. It goes direct to the father. So Rabbeinu Peretz and Taisa Rosh, the answer to the Gemara is, also they gave it to the Anim, and they took it back from the Anim, and they gave it to the Kotten. The man now is no Isur of Gezel as Anim. That's it, Rabbeinu Peretz Pshat. This is the first Chilek, the first man the Omar in the Gemara. Lama Mamshich, the next man the Omar in the Gemara. And we're passing like that. Zog the Gemara, Pliga the Rabchir Barabe. The Omar Rabchir Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Loi godl godl mamish, veloi kotten kotten mamish. Elo godl vesomuch ha-shulchanoviv zehu kotten. Kotten ve'ein esomuch ha-shulchanoviv zehu godl. Loi godl godl mamish, veloi kotten kotten mamish. Elo godl vesomuch ha-shulchanoviv זהו קוטן, קוטן ואין הסומך על שולחן אורי זהו גודל. זה קרשי, הוא פליגה דה שמואל, דה פורי שתיים מן המסניסים של דלס לסחיה, אמר, אף גודל שיש לו לסחיה, אם סומך על שולחן אורי, מציוסי לאורי משום איבו. אבל אין הסומך על שולחן אורי, אפילו הוא קוטן מציוסי של אורי. ולזה הוא יפסקן להלוכת. הוא יפסקן לאו קוטן קוטן ממש, לאו גודל גודל ממש, אלא קוטן הסומך על שולחן אורי, וזה קורא דה קוטן, מציוסי לאורי, גוד קוטן ואין הסמוך השולחן אביב מציוסי לעצמי לא עושה לגמורי אז הביג מחלקס רישוינים the run brings down מחלקס רישוינים so we know that the מציוס belong to the father גוד לסמוך השולחן אביב מציוסי לאביב מציוסי לאביב מציוסי לאביב גוד לסמוך השולחן אביב מציוסי לאביב even that is a God קוטן ואין הסמוך השולחן אביב מציוסי לעצמי. What happens if it's not a Metzia? It's a Matone. Matone also goes to the father or not. Someone gave a present to a cotton or a godla sumach shulchan ovi. It goes to the father or not. What? I mean, you can have the same shayla be'etzim, maybe even if Yishmuel. Yeah? Maritza Tzalovi. Ken Zayin. But dear, dear, that's a chelas makno isoy. And if yesh lo ischiyeh, he said Chazal don't do it. If he Rashi Chazal never did it. What? Why are we not even? Why are you getting pressed?
Somebody gives you an egg, let that be a good reason.
No, what?
Somebody gives something for you, so let that be a good reason.
I'll be sorry.
Find on the street, you go to the shop.
I don't know. Why am I here? I'm not saying. Beretz and the Rishonim speak about it only in our sugya. But not mistavu so much that the fish Shmuel will come up one halachas and the fish Rabbi Yechiel will come up second halachas. Chud halachas have to be the same. So the Rishonim didn't speak about it in the sugya there because we're not going to get so much to halacha. The Rishonim more spoke about it lechura. We'll see in a second. But the pashtus lechura, I'm saying misvori, you could say that Maritza Tzalovi is also shaykh in Matone. Because we come to Rishonim claim here, the Matone is the sugya from Eva or not. Chidush Aran brings down, so give it Rishonim mefuroshim. And even by Matone, every person gets a present has to give it to the father. We need an aloche because of Kaimon Kirabi Echonon. Shmuel Rabbi Echonon, aloche Kirabi Echonon. The Ikeman the Omar. The Chiecha the Metzia Skotin Lohaviv, Ochenami im Nosan Leacher Matone the Ovivu. The Afilu Ben Shenosan Leoviv Matone Leikono. The Chenadim Begod Lassumuch Hashulchan Oviv. ובגודל לא מחובר לי. רן מגזדן המחלקס. רן מגזדן המחלקס. מוסף דה רישיינים בפשט הסול, תן עבד עם מתונה. עבד עם מתונה, יש. Doesn't have to go to the father. Doesn't have to go to the father. סלום מזנדו, השטיקל טייסס. And this בעצם...
Give them the dust.
It says a tnai al dash ain't love, we should speak about it. Someone gave him a ton of the kid. Someone gives you a present. It's a shine if someone's married, someone has a shulchan ovi, some say even then, it belongs to the father. But I don't know, this is not... This is someone has a shulchan ovi, it's a chshash, and the father will stop this above it. But what is it take on? That the father will not give him for. If it's someone has a shulchan ovi, the poiskim hold, his father should poiskim hold about Shulchan Chanukah. It's aloch, if you saw more Shulchan Ovi, you don't like Menoyer. The paskim allowed them all, you didn't know the Menoyer. It's a Sofi Gezer. No, no, sure, it's a Takona the Rabbana, it doesn't mean the father knows or not. This is the reason of the Takona. This is the reason of the Takona. A person could go back to Gilgul, don't think he never stole. He stole all the mitzvahs that he found. He stole. Matana is like Machlekes Rishon. So lama zendo a teisves. Lama zendo a teisves. Rav Yechonon Omar, loy godl godl mamash. I want to see the first part of teisves. Meforosh Rabbeinuta, ke eichet de pligi yoche, pligi nami gabe eiruv. Pligi nami gabe eiruv. Det nami perik toili, perik chaloi, u mezake lehem al yedei bnoi vebitoi. U mezake te de eiruv al yedei bnoi vebitoi. ולשמואל דאמר אוכי קוטן ממש, הוסם נמי גבי עירו ואין לזויך די ידע כי יד אובי. כיוון המציאוסי לאובי, והוא הדין כל זכויו יסוב לאובי. ואומר עברי, אף על פי שיקטה לו שכיר בעירו למציאוסי לאדינר, אף על גם לשמואל איסלי פרק, יסקוטן זוכ לעצמו, שיין לי אוסו של רבנן, ועוד אמר שמואל פרק משל ציוד העירו משום קיניין או משום דירו. זוג תאיספס, ולרבי יוחנן דה אמר לו גודל גודל ממש, הוא הדין לגבי העירו ונעמי, קוטן ואין סמוך על שולחן אוביב, זה איך הקיים או עבריו. וגודל סמוך על שולחן אוביב, אין אי זוכה, וצורך להיזור של אלזקס העירו, על ידי הבני הגודל הסמוך לשם חונוי. וקיים לו כרבי יוחנן לגבי שמואל. So the person wants to make me a Eruv, not to make me a day b'noi God, not to be make me a day b'noi God. אז איזה קטעיס, not to be make me a day b'noi God. ואיל, סמוך על שולחן אבי. So here's the shail. Tesis is talking about the Eruv. We'll take the motion from Tesis. Tesis speaks about the Eruv. What is the Eruv? Person has to have, wants to make a Eruv, so he has to mezakeh to the whole people that live in the town. So how is mezakeh? He goes to his son, he wants to be mezakeh. So the taste is, you can't be mezakeh. You can't be mezakeh to the son. You can't be mezakeh to your son. Why? Because what you give to the son belongs to you. So mele, you can't be mezakeh to your son. We're not talking about a metzir. We're talking about a matone. And lechur ba'ashkofa rishoyim ez mevur and teisves, that not only Metzia belongs to the father, but Goshna Tesis. Hilkach kol zechuyo yisov la'aviv. So Be'ashkov HaRishoyin is Mashan and Tesis, that everything belongs to the father. Kol zechuyo yisov la'aviv. This is Mashman and Tesis. But the shayla is of Kiveger and all the mass, all the poskim zogen nicht das. All the poskim hold on la'aloche matone doesn't belong to the father, only metzia. And even so, all the poskim bring down la'aloche the sugya. All the poskim bring down the sugya. So the Pesach HaDovor has to be, that avada, if you want to give a matone to your son, God, Abne Gottl, Abne Kotten, I'm saying, could be, Avada, a person could, Avada, if someone gives him a Matana to a kid, could be, it doesn't belong to the father. Like we pass, not like the Rishonim that hold it, it's a problem. What Teisa said the andere Zach. When the father is Makne, when the father is giving, the father is the Makne. He wants to give it to someone else. Father is the Makne. He's giving it to someone else. Say that. He wants to be magnet al yaday his kid. That legabi mitziya is called that the yad of the kid is like the yad of the father. So b'meile, it's a chisor on a person. It's not called that he was magnet al yaday acher. The motion, if I want to give my gemara to someone else, I can't pick up my gemara and decide I want to give it to someone else. It doesn't go out. You have to magnet al yaday acher. Tesis only said a svore that to give to your kid while all of his things belong to you, it's a chisor and moitzi mirshusay. But Avada, if you want to give to the kid, or for sure if someone else gives a matana to the kid, Avada is good. But when you want to be makna to your kid to someone else, as if you can't be makna lide yourself to someone else, you can't be makna lide your kid. It's loshna teisis. She yodei ki yodei. Say, loshna teisis, who adin kol zechuyois of la'aviv. Now listen, you know, what are the words? Kol zechuyois of la'aviv. Kol zechuyos of love.
So the tailus of Eruv is more like a matana than it is like a metzia.
Right. So it's the kasha.
I'm saying, so Haguf is the yad of the child should be more of a yad matana than a yad.
Right, no, we say something else. Val the yad legabe metzia is like my yad.
Why comparing it to yad metzia?
No.
Yad matana is this.
Val a part of the hand is a yad of metzia. So felt in the yitzoy mirashus. Not that this is a metzia.
Because
any time you have matone, you also have a chilek of the yad as a yad metzia. Oh, so, it's two kinds of matones. It's a matone when someone else gives it. So, about it's enough. Again, I'm not saying that the yad cannot be koine. It's felt in the yetzia mirshus anoisen. I have a yad. I could be koine matones. But I can't take my gemore and give it to someone else. If I pick up a chifetz and I want to give it to someone, it doesn't belong to someone. Even if I pick it up, I'll das to give it to someone. It's a gomish. Why? Because it's by me. It was no yetzir. Like we said in Daladamas when I gave the get, the same swallows. That even things that could be koine, but when it has to be koine for me, it's not good. This is meant to say that when I want to give through my kid, vali gabi mitzir. the kid is like me. Vayle gabi mitzia, the kid is like me. So vayle gabi mitzia, the kid is like me. It's not called that I gave it out. I didn't make a maisa etzor, clappy the kid. Clappy someone else. It was no maisa etzor. But if someone gives a present to the kid, and after that, could be if I myself give a present to the kid, it's also not a chisol. What? Yeah. No, but the shaila is al moment to get al. The most you want to give your kid dalet mina. So if you can't give a matana to your kid, it's often the gemara that you keep giving a matana to your kid. That's the baya. You want to give a matana to your kid. You can't mark matana to Rav Yoyin. You want to give him to give out. You give him, he can't be zaycha. Stays yours. Why has he given it back? If I has a set, then he has a set. Even if we're not speaking, he's not giving it back. The shayla, if you have a chetimtzah to give to a kid, the shayla, if the kid has a das to be koyne, the glatkid is alamal as yet. Tesis takes our sugya, and our sugya states that mitzia belongs to the father, and Tesis speaks about matonas that the father gives to the kid, and the Ashkofa Rishayla states in Tesis that the father can't give a matonah to the kid. The father can't be magnet to his kid. And this madgish, the Tesis says that Seilefi Shmuel and Seilefi Rabbi Yechanan, such tuts dodim. The Ramban brings down as a given as a shita and his doiche. In Tesis, by Ashkofa Rishayla states as a, that if someone else gives him a matoneh, avada is good. It could be even if the father gives him a matoneh. Only when the father wants to be magnet to someone, duch the kid, the hand of the kid is not enough a yad. And this mashma shtikin loshen a teisvus. And the zeichet the yodei ki yadav came in the mitziyosi le'aviv. Who had been called the chiyosav le'aviv. But not the pshat is that ein echenami. You have to know the Moshe. Baktano. We learned it out from Maisa Yodel. Amaton is also Maisa Yodel Lovi or not? Baktano, Maisa Yodel. Lovi or not Maisa Yodel Lovi? How are we learning Ktano? What is Maisa Yodel? Why am I saying that? Because it's Mashu that Kotan and Ktano are the same. It has to be. And this is more, we have Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanon, and we have Ktano. If we learn like Rashi, that it's Midei Raisa. Not like Tesis, that it's also Svoras of Eidu. So if it's a Svoras of Raisa, but Pashtas, this is what I understand all about. It's a big quote. Ktano, if you decide that Maisi Odeo Leovio, what happens to her matone? Belongs to her father or not? What happens to her, belongs to her father or not? Belongs to the father or not? What is the getter of matana? What is the getter of matana? The shaila is if it's like maisi yodaim, mishkol shvach neurim laavir. I don't know. Maybe only metziah, because when you find a metziah, it's kilo something. The moshul poyel. The gemara says metziah is poyel balabais. Matana the poyel is not for sure doesn't belong to balabais. Because it's not called that he did it. So again, someone will say that it's glad that Maisi Yodayim nisht. If it's glad that Benayro Lemoshul, if it's glad that Matonah doesn't belong, so if Benayro is glad that Matonah doesn't belong to the father, so who the Metziah has to be glad as nisht? I'm saying also Bekotin has to be that nisht. So on Lefitteis is no Gemara Maisi Yodayim. Everything is Mishumeva, so other Matonah is included in the fight, other Matonah is not included in the fight. So the fifth basis is not so shver. There's no parsha of Maisi Yodayim. The whole sugya is the takon of the Rabbonon. Now yesh this topic. Matone goes into the takon of the Rabbonon. Matone doesn't go into the takon of the Rabbonon. But if you're Rashi, one of them is a deraisa. So now, other is a svara. I don't know. But that's trach. Maisi Yodayim includes Matone. Doesn't include Matone. It's not shining in svara of Eivor or not. But manavshach, what you decide legabe ktana lefi Rashi will have to be who adin legabe kotan, because the Mishnah still puts together kotan vektana. The Mishnah is not mechalek b'neim. So mechure, it's a dvorim burim, but mechure doesn't mechure the tzus of the shmaisa. Chazal tell us that every time in the same tkufa, the zelbe koiches that were in the tkufa from Amol come back, Chazal tell us that the yesod of Purim is Hodar kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. That's the yesod of Purim. Hodar kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. That Purim brought Klal Yisrael to a matzev of Kabbalah Satayro. The Tachlis of Purim, the Oisfirin from Purim was Kabbalah Satayro. Till Chazal called it Purim Kippurim, that Ziyem Godel Venisga. And the emesis, the reason is like that, that Purim is Kippurim, as Chazal teaches us that Be'etzem in the Ma'is of the Megillah, Noch Bechet from Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael had a Chet. Also, Mr. Dosh Shla Chashveirosh, Story from Nebuchadnezzar, Tselem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Gzeras Kloya on Klal Yisrael, Le'abdom, was a Gzeras Kloya on Klal Yisrael. Was a real Gzeras Kloya on Klal Yisrael. Bishata was a Gzeras Kloya and Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu already went ahead and put Mordechai, the base, Sarah Melech, put Esther, Bixen Seresh. Everything was ready. Everything was ready. Even the Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva yet. Then the Gzeira came. Klal Yisrael did tshuva. So all of the Nisim came out right away, and the Nisim slave Klal Yisrael. The message to Klal Yisrael was that even b'shas dechet, even b'shas de'oinesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already makes the hachone that lo yitzuya, you will do tshuva, the Yeshua is there. Sometimes a person thinks like, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to help me, you know how much things have to happen till he can help me. But the Torah says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refu elamaka. The refu is there. The refu is there. You don't know it. Haman, what's the Zayim with Achashverosh? Okay, for sure, Kodesh Baruch Hu could take a fire and burn Achashverosh. No, Mordechai is there, Sefer Zichron is his world. Esther is a tree already hanged up for Haman. I'll just open. You just have to say one time, everything is Mesuda. Found the children. This is the Av, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam likes Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu likes Boni Matem LaHashem Elokeichem. Klal Yisrael realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you good. It's like Alamor. Do you tell a person on the and the doctors tell him he has another 12 hours to live? 12 hours to live. What he will do in the 12 hours? So to learn, try to do tshuva, he's going there forever. He's going there forever. Chabarayim. Do tshuva, daven, learn. He has another 12 hours to live. He can chabarayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have oylom shikuloi toif. He gave us a Torah. Shrel. To learn, to arbe, to chazer, it's a great avoider. It's not leicht. It's not leicht. It's a real shvere arbe. You have to be omel b'teire. But if you learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyshev v'makshiv, yoyshev v'mazin. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He wants a good avade. There's hard things in life. Things look very hard. Tingling is difficult. About it. The Moshe, the Goyim says, Shushan Abiro, Goyim brings down that Be'etzem, you know, Achashverosh wanted to build a big chair with all the animals. And the place that he did it was Shushan. So he went to order the big chair with all the animals, like Shlomo HaMelech and Shushan. Then they couldn't move the chair. So the Achashverosh decided, so the Ira Melucha, the Be'etzem will be Shushan. Zog de goin why? Because ish Yehudi ayo b'shur shan abiro. The dachnish matriach Mordechai to go to live in a different city. This was a city. This is zog de goin. This meant ish Yehudi ayo b'shur shan abiro. Kshem es menachash mo ish b'shur shan abiro. This is zog de goin. Sag den Goyim, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling us. The Daf Nish Matriach Mordechai to walk to a different city. Oh, but what has to come because the Chet, U Mordechai, Yod Eskol Asher Nasot, Sag Ve'efer Yutzal Arabim, Ois Gecheshman. But in the same Ois Gecheshman, Mordechai doesn't have to leave Shoshana Biro. Everything is Ois Gecheshman. Everything is Ois Gecheshman. The second chelik in Purim is to come to the Akore that the Ribbono Shel Olam Take is manning the world and it's called Yochoy. And when you believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't get upset. But everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hakol Mimenu. Hakol Mimenu. The Avodah of Purim is to come to the Akore, to the real Akore, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is manning the Olam. Everything happens from him. Everything. There's not even one thing that happens, not machmosa. And he wants us to learn and to grow. Now, there's two ways that a message goes into a person. You give musa. And when a person is happy. A person is happy, he sees everything positive. Or the person gets a lot of musa, mitaychi suri. The avodah of Purim is to be happy. But what to be happy? To be happy to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I say, I don't know, but a person works on himself the whole Purim. Even if he manages 10 minutes, to mamish believe everything is from Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing bad could happen. Nothing bad could happen. If it's bad, it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't worry. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't worry. And he comes to that akor. I say, I don't know, the Oleinu, Motzi Yom Kippur. עלינו לשבח שלא יוסונו כגויר הרוצויס, שלא יסום חלקנו כהם, שמשתחנו לאל ואוריק, ואנחנו כהירים, משתחנו, מוידים, ומי עשה את מאמש, הגדול לילה פי יום כיפה. This is not a gosh after Purim. It's like Givaldik. He loves us. He takes care of us. Nothing bad can happen to us. This is the avoid. The Yitzhar Horeh doesn't want the person. Chazal tell us, when you come to this Hargoshe, Hodar Kibluo Bimeach Hashvei Rosh. You want to learn. You want to be close to him. He means our good. Abade, the Yitzhar Horeh milchemes chorma, milchemes chorma, milchemes chorma. The Yitzhar Horeh has to lose the Purim. You manage to have a Purim. Hodar kiblu b'meach Hashveirush. You will never stop to learn. Be the easiest thing after it. Will be kapola satira me'avo. The Rambam means now. Chazal say that something, and Chazal say if you have a coin in a dish and it's empty, so when you shake it, it makes a lot of noise. But when it's full, it doesn't make so much noise. The Nefesh HaYehudis, Zog the Rambam, is only happy with Ruchnias. A person that doesn't have Ruchnias is not happy. Everyone knows Shmuel Zalman is very happy. Shmuel Eliashiv is very happy. They're happy people. When a person could come to this Hashkofe, so the right Hashkofa of Purim is, if he comes to Purim, mitoich toich. His neshama is full. So the Meile, he's happy, you could see in Purim. People that are really bnei Torah and sitting and learning, they're so happy. See the empty people, they jump like Echveiz Nishmot. You see, they're trying to be happy. How much nebach to see it, yeah? They tried the drinking, they tried to dress up in nochazach, nochazach. Nebach, nebach, achmodes, yeah? Trying to make himself happy, paints himself, yeah? Matnezach, yeah? Don't be that he holds like that. I'm sure when he's 60, he will not hold like the shita that he has to paint his face, yeah? So why when he's 17, he does it? Why when he's 19, he does it? Nebuch. He's not happy if he doesn't buy a hat. For the hat, he's not happy. Nebuch. I sit on the bar, I want to cry. Sometimes, I know that these boys will come like that. I know the nebuchs. Sometimes I think someone is full. Now, I'm not saying you could, the person say, I can't change it. You're right, you can change. But like, when a person Kippur, he's in Aliyah. If a person takes, this year it's a Shlop, Sashtikal Avoida. We have today, we have tomorrow, we have Shabbos, we have Sunday. The person has 4 days. The Yitzhar is sure to be empty. Comes a Purim, Golnish, tries to find the car, you know. He's missing that in America he had where to go to collect, yeah? He's trying to find maybe it's a place. Nebach. Going to collect, the person that misses going to collect means he doesn't know how to enjoy Purim. Chosh, when he went with a group and danced, he had what to do. Nebuch. Where's a better suit they tried to find? Yeah. Purim passes in a day, and then again, he's been waiting for Purim for next year. I was also a Zanemach de Kazach. You wait for it for a whole year, and it passes in one day. Some people go to Bnei Brak, they have 2 days. Pseidem. I'm saying, if a person wants to have Hatzlacha, and I'm telling you, if a person takes himself now, I'm not saying, you're not holding the Madrega, I'm not telling you to learn the whole Purim. A person's not holding the Madrega, don't spoil your Purim, you're not holding that, then you'll feel sorry that you did it. I'm not saying, if you're not holding it, don't do it. But till Purim, take yourself to learn 24 hours, 12 hours straight. To be mamish. And Andre Matzev. Why not? It's no yeshiva, you can do it, you can do it straight. You never tried it? Say, if they haven't done it, say that. I'm telling you, you'll be so happy. Instead of people putting hours of planning how to be happy in Purim, I'm there, it's Boduku Minus. If you learn, Purim comes, you will enjoy Purim. And a person can take out Noch Purim, the Ander Mensch. What do you do? You don't plan it, it's all makes you not to be running around for 3 days. And Purim comes, don't drink a wine, You will not be happy. It's a chitzonis dika happiness. Sit in Purim for yourself, 20 minutes. Emunah b'ir ha'olam. B'ir shalom take. What is my tachlis in my life? I tell you, a person can come in such a simcha, and such imamish in the end. I tell you, the agosha is that when you finish Purim, to say, Oleinu l'shabeach, mamish as Yom Kippur. When a person comes to that Oleinu, mamish Purim Kippurim. It's chaval, it's bal tashchis, it's dear. So a lot of times it's hard, because Tanis Esther is before Yom Kippur, before Purim, Tanis Esther, Friday, Shabbos. I think that it's a gewaldi gezach. A bocher, it's a bit older, mature, takes the Purim, it's a avoida, it's a yoyim. Yeah. And he starts to run to people to get brachas, kol ha-poshi ha-neisim lois, nishtah zamakon, ain't safer in the world, yeah? Ain't safer in the world, shtet nishtah zazach, kol ha-poshi ha-neisim lois. I'm sure I'll pidrush. Learn a little bit. Let's have a learning. Davin kumesh ha-tzorich. Davin, take a shach. It's Davin as a yoyim ha-mensh. Kol ha-poshi ha-neisim lois, ask him a rebbe, I'm not going to the brachas, yeah? Davin, 2 hours, 18, kapitel, sefer Tehillim. Sit and learn. Tell you, a person comes, you come to the end of Purim, it's asag shmak Purim, asag cheshek, you come to the matzav of hodar kiblu of the Me'ach HaShverosh. A person comes out of the Purim, mamish, ready for Kabbalah Sateret. That's Hashem, we'll be zeichet together, we'll be siyat HaNishmael.